This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, Oldstock. Myself and Hoggy were drinking in our pub, Oldstock's, last night. Lights off, no problem. There's no COVID risk meeting Hoggy. Sure, I've known him since we were in Prez. Anyway, Ducky Prendergast snuck in, Prez again, no problem, and told us what happened to him. He felt an old tickle in the back of the throat yesterday morning and decided he better ring his GP, the top doctor in the city, who told him he had to go and do a test. Well, didn't he get a text 30 minutes later inviting him to a COVID test centre in Blackpool? This is an insult. Ducky doesn't pay his taxes just to get his test on the north side. Actually, Ducky doesn't pay his taxes at all, but that's another conversation. Anyway, Audrey, you seem to know people in low places. Could you have a word and make sure that Southsiders can get their test on the south side? Reggie, 4.8 million euro mansion, Blackrock Road.
I sent a WhatsApp voice message to the posh cousin there. She came back and said, do you think that's bad? My Ken is refusing to get his NCT done on Little Island or Blarney. I said, why? She said, there's no way he's handing the keys of his Range Rover over to someone on the north side. Hashtag good point.
Hello, it's Rosaline from Ballydesmond. Things with my new boyfriend in Bishopstown are flying like a Mill Street man on magic mushrooms. The only problem is one of his New Year's resolutions is to get with it, as he says himself. And hasn't he started communicating with me via WhatsApp voice messages? I clicked on one the other day when I was in Dunn's, and wasn't it him going, what are you wearing, the randy old goat? And next thing I hear, something she got out of a charity bag out of some roaring bitch behind me from the Model Farm Road, no doubt. I tried to ring him there and then to bring a stop to this madness, but didn't he refuse to answer because it wasn't a voice message on WhatsApp? I don't mind being with it. Didn't I get a credit card last week? But this is madness. How can I get him to stop? Rosaline, Ballydesmond and Bishopstown.
I rang my posh cousin there to ask her if phone calls are considered common now. She didn't answer. Hashtag that's a yes.
Come here. What's the story with all these Man United goals crawling out of the woodwork? Where have they been? T'was the Berries there the last few years when they were nearly worse than Kerry are at the Holding. Now out of nowhere, top of the league, heading into a crunch tie with the mighty Liverpool. And I used to put up with WhatsApp voice messages from a bunch of Gormy Langers winding me up about it, telling me I'm a scurry scouser, even though I've lived in Blackpool all my life. Like, I only started following the pool because me old dad at the time had darts for Stevie Gerrard. Anyway, me life won't be worth living if the Red Devils go on to win the league, with all those Gormy Langers giving me grief about it. So, as a precautionary measure, who should I contact if I need to disappear in a hurry like? Uchidani, Blackpool.
My uncle is a well-known estate agent, so he's had reason to disappear every now and again. I said, where do you go when you don't want to be followed? He said, Coachford. I said, why? He said, you've obviously never been to Coachford.
It's getting competitive on our WhatsApp group, Douglas Road Stunners, who will be Deva if their child doesn't learn Chinese before the age of 4. Laura underscore White Range Rover says the $8,000 she spent to get her two kids privately homeschooled via Zoom during lockdown is the best money she ever spent. It's just a shame her Ken refused to spend the extra $1,000 to guarantee a hot Italian tutor in his 20s. Fifi underscore Bubbles and Giggles said her package cost $11,000 and that includes a hot tutor and they teach them how to speak like Prince Harry in case they want to do a podcast that talks down to the lower orders. I feel like a fool for actually homeschooling my own two. Do you know the most expensive package out there so that I can humiliate the other stunners? Jenny, Douglas Road.
My niece Diana is a teacher, even though she had the points for medicine. I said, what would you say to someone asking for a private tutor for homeschooling? She said, no, you're not getting a receipt. Hashtag taxi dodgy.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.